You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And hello, and welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks, as known as the National Campus and Community Radio Associations throughout British Columbia and throughout Canada. I'm, of course, Kelly Rayburn, and of course, you might know me as DJ Ray, as the late night show every Saturday mornings from 12:30 on. And guess who just showed up, Michael? He just opened the door and everything, so you're late! You're late!
I just got here. Just parked.
Just parked.
Ran. Just everything. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, world. Yes. How you been?
Good.
How's traffic? Slow?
Slow as always. Yeah. That's the difficulty coming as far as I do.
Yes.
I'm really excited. We finally launched our Indiegogo campaign Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, 5 p.m. It launched. And we have two backers so far.
Yes.
And my Twitter analytics have been through the roof. I've had since I've launched it, I've had something like 20,000 shares. And it's on the road. It's I believe we'll be funded. So
that's good. I just want to let CITR listeners know that we are on a Discorder CITR fund drive that is happening right now. Please call us if you want to make a pledge. Or anything, give us a call, 604-822-8648. That's 604 UBC unit. And I will explain the details from our previous show and for our today's show. If you get $30, you'll become a Friends of CITR card.
Yay, Friends. We like Friends.
And I just wish we were Friends of NCRA networks as well. That'd be nice throughout Canada, yeah, for that matter. If you get $60, you get the Friends of CITR card, plus you get the CITR grower, which of course is a kind of like a water bottle type, only it's like a wine glass or something. Yeah. So you get that. If you get $101.90, or unless you want to do what Nargwar says, CITR 102, cable 100,
there you go. You
get not only the grower and the CITR card, but you also get a notebook.
A notebook?
Yeah, wow. So you get a notebook. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it has lines or not. You write some stuff. I can write, I love community living on it.
There you go.
On that matter.
Yes.
So yeah, that's that. And if you get $175, you get some swag bag and an LP album. Right, I can see the thing called a Pop Alliance, or no, the other one. There's another record album there. Yeah, that's probably it there. CITR swag bag and LP. $175 gets you all of that for stuff. And if you get $250, you get a framed Discorder cover of your choice. I wonder where the frame cover... Oh, maybe that's on the top right of the shelf there.
Yeah, maybe it is.
If you get a chance to come into our studios.
There is somebody on answering the phones right now.
We can see
them through our glass. And
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
She can point out a couple of prizes so we can kind of describe them to us.
Yes. And if you get $500, you get on top of that plus the on-air shout-out. 10 songs of playlist of your choice.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you have any 10 songs you want to shout out to?
Wow. I would have to think about that.
Yeah. Well, I've got my 10 songs on the late night show. I can play if I wanted to.
Yeah, but you operate on the late night show.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. So,
but I mean, well, I can if they get if they.
Just imagine this: if you take the gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you get control of the station for 10 songs.
Yes, that's right.
It's about an hour.
And then of course our late night show. If anybody purchases $500, they can get the 10 songs of drum and bass songs, what they would like to hear.
Yeah.
So. I'm buying with that. I can dig it. And, of course, $1,000 on top of that recognizes to the CITR donor wall in the new sub. Well, we are in the new sub.
Yeah, we are in the new sub.
Yeah, but where are they going to put
where's
it?
Where's the donor wall?
Oh, donor wall's up there. She's pointing it over on top. No, not on here, but across the hallway through the glass. There's a donor wall. I see it. It's bunch of tapes and stuff. That's how they do it. So
I got it.
So
awesome.
Those are the costs. We haven't given away prizes. We haven't our show. We haven't given away our prizes. I know we've done in the past. We had a CD with Peter Bourne, a song called "If I Can Help Someone Today." The whole album. I think it's like about 10 albums of it with. Some of Peter Bourne's favorite, and by all means, Peter Bourne is from Victoria. He's physically blind. He's totally blind. He used to be a residential for the Woodlands out near New Westminster. He's a royal fan. He's pretty much the royal fan to our show, both originally on Co-op Radio, but on as well to our hour station when I give him the CDs to him for our transcripts and that. So we're thankful for that effort, Peter Bourne, to have his CDs. He's trying to make another CD as well, so that's in the process. I don't know when that will be completed. I have no idea, but he's taking his time, you know.
Right.
Doing other venues and stuff like that. So that's that. So give us a call, 604-822-8648-604 UBC unit or CITR.ca/fundrive or /donate today. Boom, boom.
And there's signage all around us to tell us what we're supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That took me 10 minutes to do this.
Wow.
To say all of that stuff. So,
well,
I'll have to say it in another 10 minutes before we end the show.
That's okay, because he's a talented guy, and while he was doing all that, he probably has a clip for us to play in the meanwhile.
Well, I will in a moment, but maybe you can have our future guests if you want to talk about that. You mentioned was somebody.
There's, We probably have somebody next week. I need to confirm with them. They're from the Smile Network, and what the Smile Network does is they pick, they fundraise, and then they go into, because Canada, if you have a cleft palate, it's covered under medical, right?
Mm-hmm.
To have the baby fixed, so that their palate grows normally. But in other countries, they don't have the medical technology or the medical coverage that we have. So it has to be paid for out of parents' pocket. Mm-hmm. So they actually go and they have an event once a year that collects enough money to fix 100 cleft palates in a specific area of the world. Mm. And I believe they will, if they come on next week, next Thursday, they'll tell us exactly where and how to get tickets to their whole gala and everything that actually fundraises for this particular cause.
All right.
Yeah.
So I have a little clip on autism. And this one is talk on Let's Talk Autism. Actually, it's published yesterday. So we'll have a listen to that and we'll come right back. All right?
Okay.
My friend, welcome.
Hi. Good to be back.
Thrilled to have you back. I know we need to get you some more time off, but thrilled to have you back.
Well,
we've
this
all
summer.
Missed you. Okay.
Definitely.
But I want you to know that so many people have written in and said virtual hugs to you and to Wyatt and the whole family. And, you know, we love you so much. We weren't going to do this.
No.
But you look beautiful.
Thank you.
And we adore you.
Thank
and
you.
So glad that you're back.
Thank you.
And I just want to hold your hand because everybody else would want to do that too. So, all right.
So we're back and one of my favorite kids in the world is here today.
Yes.
For our autism family portraits and his mom,
yes.
One of my favorite, Diane Bernstein and Jeremy Bernstein. And this young man, he's very good friends with Wyatt.
Yes.
And he is just absolutely adorable. He's a delight. He's he has his own jewelry making business. He's a thriving entrepreneur.
Yes. And he's just a teenager.
He's a teenager, yeah.
Pretty incredible.
So we're going to have Diane and Jeremy on, and that's going to be really fun.
Yeah. First, we have some news. Some of which, you know, we always have to. Should we do the bad first?
Let's
and
do
just
the bad
rip
first.
Off the Band-Aid and get through it.
Yeah.
Big story going around in the news this week about Europe's cure for autism is euthanasia. And there's one patient in particular that we're seeing that the Dutch have a policy that if someone asks to be euthanized and there are certain reasons that they can ask for it, it can be upon the voluntary and well-considered request of those suffering unbearably from incurable mental conditions.
Which they said he suffered terribly from his inability to form relationships. Is that really what we would call an incurable condition?
I mean, I take exception to the whole thing, but there's one patient in particular who's known as 2014-77 because to protect his identity, he was somebody who suffered from neglect and abuse. When he was 10 years old, doctors diagnosed him with autism, and for two decades after that, he was found in and out of treatment and repeatedly made attempts to end his own life. Now, you know, my question is, how much of this was a product of autism and how much of it was a product of the fact that there was nobody there for him?
Exactly.
And
well, wouldn't every one of our children, be it typical or atypical, that suffered abuse and neglect, have
Absolutely.
Issues? I mean, I haven't seen the movie Room, but I read the book.
Yeah.
And, you know, that deals, of course, with the reentry of a boy who lived
yes.
in captivity. I mean, we know these children suffer just horrific, horrific. And any child, particularly one on the spectrum, would need, you know, I think yeah. intensive intervention and treatment after that from the actual trauma.
Absolutely. And for this particular young man, he repeatedly asked his doctor to have him euthanized because of the law that they have. The doctor refused, but according to what their standards are, he is supposed to, if he does refuse, he's supposed to let his colleagues know that this has happened. And one of his colleagues treated this young man for a year and then decided to do, and they euthanized him.
And they euthanized
him in
2009, a 37-year-old Belgian woman became distraught after a romantic breakup, so she was obviously able to have relationships. She began seeking a doctor to euthanize her, which, per Belgium's law, is similar to Holland's. The woman, it says Tyne Niece, had a history of mental illness, including a teenage suicide attempt, but in more recent times have been doing well. In February 2010, she received a new diagnosis of autism, and 2 months later, a lethal injection. A lethal injection.
Yeah, unbelievable. And the reason why this is coming to light right now is there's a great deal of concern that there will be more of this, that it seems to be spreading in Europe, that this is how we handle this. Really disgusting, I think, and inappropriate. And something that we don't want to spread. Now, Kelby shared with us a really fun story, and it's on our Facebook prodigies. Page about prodigies and what they can teach us. And what I love in the article is it starts by talking about the fact that we've all been amazed by something that our kids can do.
Yeah, why it's art sometimes just blows me away. I'm like, I could never do that.
Absolutely, and there have been things that Jem can do that I go, okay, that's just...
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily make them a prodigy.
Correct. And a lot of people have that misunderstanding that I'm sure you've had people say this to you. When you tell them you have a child on the spectrum, they go, oh, well, aren't they brilliant in certain areas? Not necessarily.
Right. Not necessarily. Right. That's not a requirement of an autism diagnosis. All of our kids are not savants.
No.
Right?
No.
But anyway, they define a prodigy, as a pre-adolescent child who performs an adult professional level in a demanding field. So I don't know, maybe Wyatt is a prodigy. I don't think Jem is, but maybe Wyatt is an art.
Well,
maybe
no, his art is a result of his stem and his ability to concentrate and the way he likes to take a color and plop it and then take another color and plop it, but maybe that's a prodigy. I mean, they certainly called, who's the guy that Ed Harris played? Pollock.
Right, Pollock.
They called that a prodigy, and he was just squirting tubes.
Right.
So you never know.
And I will say this, Wyatt does that with the regularity of
yes,
a profession.
Yes, he does.
He does not take breaks. He is serious about his art. Every time I talk to you in the early evening, it is so funny because the conversation in the background
the
is always about color.
Mom, what color is this? And you'll hear him say, is this a cerulean blue or is this a royal
right,
blue?
Or is this right? cornflower blue? That is always the conversation that they are having.
And I go into the kitchen, I'll say, hold on, Shannon. I'm like, I would call that a... Right. Periwinkle blue.
I said I'm going to get them a set of Pantone colors at some point so that they can define, because he wants to know what is the definition for this color. That's a very high level thing that he's doing.
Yeah.
So maybe Wyatt is a prodigy.
We'll see. And maybe Jeremy is with jewelry. We'll look at some
Absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. But definitely check out, great article in the New York Times, and we're sharing it on our Facebook, and thank you, Kelby, for sharing that with us.
Yes.
And then there's a new study looking at, you know, we're always looking at what the social deficit is, and they think that they've identified a part of the brain, that there is a segment of the brain that they're calling it a river that seems to be where social things happen, and there seems to be a bit of a different river.
It's a groove, it says. They found that many of these skills involve a long groove on the brain's bumpy surface that runs around each side of the head over the ears. The groove is called the superior temporal sulcus, STS, and is the home of numerous differences in function between people with autism and typically developing people.
Very interesting. I know we've had an opportunity to look at Temple Grandin's brain and see a CAT scan of what her brain looks like and how differently it's set up.
Now that's a genius right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's
that's
a
definitely
prodigy,
a prodigy.
All right. So those are our news stories.
Okay.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by the fabulous Diane and Jeremy Bernstein. This is the next installment in our series about autism family portraits. Stick with us. Welcome back to Let's Talk Autism with Shannon and Nancy. I am joined in the studio right now by Jeremy and Diane Bernstein. I want to mention that Nancy was called away for a very important phone call. She's going to come back in when she can. I know you guys understand that sometimes that's just how it goes, right? Sometimes you got to take the call when you got to take the call, right? So poor Nancy felt bad, but she had to step out. She will be back, but we're thrilled that you guys are here. This is part of a series that we're doing called Autism Family Portraits, and we love to have an opportunity to have parents to come in and talk about what their experience is, and when possible, to have their children, whether they're adults or younger, that are on the spectrum, to be with them. So we're thrilled that you had the opportunity to be with us today, too, Jeremy. You've been on our show before, Diane, and you are an amazing mom. I don't get to things very often, but you are at everything. You find a way to be there. You guys go places. You do things. You represent in the best possible way. But you're very active and an advocate and someone who deals with art and helps people to find their inner artist, in particular individuals who are on the autism spectrum, and so we appreciate that work. And here you have this lovely and talented son who is an artist in his own right and a jewelry designer. And you're only 16 years old, Jeremy, so this is amazing to me that you already have your own business. So we want to talk a little bit about that.
Instead, we're going to take a break right now.
Yeah, and we're going to tell you about Fun Drive again.
Exactly, because that's what we do every 5 minutes if we wanted to.
Every 5 minutes if we like. And you need to call 604-822-8648.
604-UBC-UNIT, or you can be on person. You can be on person. We're on the lower level of the nest. We are donated in person. We'll show you the new gig studios, training facilities, all the magic that we do, including cash. We accept cash, check, credit card, money order, any type of money we can get. So please call. We support and development training of CITR. Last year, we have offered 336 hours of training facilities. So we do have operators too standing by, and
yeah, they're looking to answer the phone, so please call
604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT. And I mean we'll throw away, we can throw away Peter Bourne the music as well. If you do call in, we will give you the Peter Bourne music that he has played, and we'll play you one of his songs at the end of the show. So all of that and lots more to come in just a moment. So Fun Drive, of course, it's on now until the finale on the 4th. So I'm going to play you a PSA for that, and we'll be back in a moment.
What better way to end off a week-long Fun Drive than with a kick-ass party? On March 4th, join us at the Hindenburg on West Cordova from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. for a night-long celebration of all your support and commitment to community radio. It's one rad night you won't want to miss. We've got a silent auction, CITR DJ spinning, and the launch of Pop Alliance Volume 4 with Mint Records. To help us launch the album, we've got Morning Coup, Stefana Fratila, Late Spring, Aura Kogan, Ace Martins, Jerk Jails, and Kelp Babies coming to perform for you. Tickets are $10 online or $12 at the door. For tickets and info, check out CITR on Facebook.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because, of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, I mean, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode.
So for me,
nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
And, of course, you're tuned in to the Community Living Show here on NCRA Radio Networks, the National Campus and Community Radio Networks Association. And, of course, we are partnered with CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. So, again, for our listeners on the Pledge Drive, on the Fun Drive, the phone number is 604-822-8648. The number, 604-UBC-UNIT. And we've got about $20,000 on our Fun Drive total, well, to be exact, $20,210. We need to raise $40,000 for today and tomorrow. So it could be other shows. It could be Dunkin' Donuts, or it could be Nargwar, or it could be my show, The Late Night Show. Either one of those, please call in. Michael.
Give a call. you know, keep the great programming going.
Mm-hmm.
If you love to listen to us, hey, this is a great time to give back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call. What's the number again?
604-UBC-NET, 822-8648.
Yes.
So call that's now. The phone number. The phones will end Thursday, March 3rd at 9:30. Keep that in mind. So,
and it looks like, did somebody call out there? It looks like
They're just browsing the computers. Okay. Please let them know that they need the phone numbers.
I thought somebody was giving us a thumbs up that they called. Oh, well.
Oh, oh well, it could be thumbs ups like, I'm okay here, or thumbs up like, I need some help here.
Make the phones ring, guys.
Yeah, 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT. Back to Let's Talk Autism. I guess we'll have to do it every 5 minutes from now.
We can break in.
We'll break in at any time. So here's the rest of the Let's Talk Autism.
Of course, if you don't want us to break in, you make the phones ring, and then we don't have to break in.
Yeah. Anything to do with disability show that we do, it all goes on to the donating to CITR.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's start with the beginning of this journey. You're an only child, Jeremy, or do you have brothers and sisters?
I'm an only child.
And do you like being an only child?
Yeah, because I get all the attention.
And that's the right answer, isn't it? That is the best part about being an only child.
Yeah.
And so, Diane, tell us a little bit about when Jeremy came into your life, and at what point did you realize that there was an autism spectrum diagnosis?
I think I was very late. I consider myself an older parent. I had a lot of self-blame that if only I could get this right, if only I could do better, faster, whatever I hoops to jump through, I would do, and then that would make the difference, but it did not.
Okay. So how old was he when he got a diagnosis?
Four and a half.
Four and a half, okay. And back then, the diagnosis, you could get classic autism, you could get PDD-NOS, you could get Asperger's. What did they tell you?
High functioning at the time, they since added ADHD, a little bit of, you want to say it?
You can say it.
Tourette's, just a little.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't know how much really still.
Okay. But he was diagnosed as high functioning at that age, so
yeah.
He must have been talking.
He did have a language drop at 18 months, and we actually had it on video, and that's what enabled us to get services at the time using that video and showing that drop, because at that time it was difficult to get services if you were talking, if you had some intelligence, and it wasn't about Jeremy's being bright.
Right. No, he's sharp as a tack. You're a smart guy. Because the diagnosis, there was and there still is something in the diagnosis, but they've loosened it up a little bit, that said you had to have onset of symptoms before the age of 3 in order to get an autism diagnosis. And if you didn't have that, you were much more likely to be categorized as PDD-NOS or Asperger's or nothing at all. Misdiagnosed. Now it's that there must be some component before the age of 5, I believe, is what the new criteria is. So, at that point, at 4 and a half, what did you decide to do? How did you decide to go? Did you know what to do, Diane?
We were advised by an attorney. I don't know if we want to mention good names, but
if there is somebody you like,
Sarit Ariam.
Okay.
And not only did she was aggressive in her, you know, she's got a wonderful way. I don't know if you know who she is.
She's
very soft-spoken, but she was aggressive for us with getting us on board with both the school district, with the behavior aid and regional center. We had all services coming on board at once at that time.
Okay. And so here's my question for you, Jeremy, because I always like to ask our teens that are on the spectrum, what do you remember anything from that time period? Do you remember starting therapy? Do you remember being frustrated?
Yeah, I remember quite a bit. It was the weird thing. I remember some images in my mom's stomach.
Oh, you can remember being in your mom's stomach?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about it really quickly.
Okay, tell me.
Basically, when I was in my mom's stomach, I was scared and I felt hopeless and because it's stinky, small bad in there. So, and And there was very stinky, and it was too dark. I couldn't see. Okay. It was very really hard for me to like, keep consciousness. And and I stay fully awake. Uh-huh. So I slept most of the time, but when I wasn't awake, I started kicking my arms up, trying to get out. But what usually stopped me from doing that for a little bit of time is listening to my mom's heartbeat, which calmed me down, and it reminded me I'm going to be out of here soon.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. And now, when was he born? Did you birth him, or did you end up C-section. Having a C-section? Okay. It's interesting because I had a C-section too.
9-4.
Okay. my son was 10 and 1 ounce. So I feel your pain. So mom had to have a C-section to have you come out. Amazing.
I know someone that that knew for a little bit that. I'm that whose baby, I guess, he's actually 13.2.
Wow, that's a big baby.
I know.
And the reason why I asked that is because they've done some studies that kids that are born of C-section report much more often that they have memories before they were born.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And, you know, who knows what that's based in, but kids who are born from C-section tend to report either they remember past life or that they remember being in the womb or whatever. I don't know.
I just thought he was perceptive.
I don't know. But anyway.
Sorry to, we need to make it a pledge
time date. Again. All right. So please give to CITR's fundraiser.
Yeah, if you want to listen to more of this, it's online, but please give us a call because we support, and of course this program talks about autism, which basically I have autism myself.
Yes.
And but generally, it's all about Asperger's syndromes, not just Asperger's syndromes, but Down syndromes,
well, it's
blind, and anything that is all about disability in general.
Yes. And that includes chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I have a history with myself, is chronic pain. So,
or it could be arthritis that has happened to you now, or any kind of injury.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard.
Well, there's like Carrie. Mm-hmm. She suffered an injury, and that's why she's in the wheelchair. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I may have to talk about a different topic, but did you see on Global News I believe it was yesterday about about the TransLinks Fairgates?
No.
What the minister responsible for TransLink is saying that the gates will have to remain open because not many disabilities have the access to put the card onto the tapper
right
to open the doors.
So they're going to have to leave at least one open.
Well, they're going to have to, what they're saying is they're going to have all the gates open until the problem is fixed.
Oh, okay.
That's what TransLink officials have said. I wouldn't say officials, but that's what I heard from the minister of responsible for TransLink. And there was actually a story who was on Global where one person who is on a wheelchair who can't control their hands and can't control their feet
mm-hmm.
has to go through the gates, through a mouthpiece, through controlling the wheelchair, and it will have to be difficult because he can't even, no hands controlling him. He can't operate.
How's he going to tap the pass?
To try and activate the pass, he has to call in the attendant to both have doors open and close on both sides of the stations where he's coming from on the SkyTrain and going to the destination. So. Right. That's what the wheelchair passengers have done to say call in to the attendant, the SkyTrain attendant to call in to handle the operations, to operate the door instead of the actual person who is doing it. So it was kind of sad, but at the same time, at least they're trying to fix the problem so that they can no, that's what's really, really happening right. with people with disabilities on that. So, yeah, so that was on Global yesterday, so I thought it was a very interesting topic. And, of course, the Bus Pass program. I will talk about that tomorrow. And, of course, that will be on News 101. I did a little reporting for 2 minutes, so it'll be a little bit of a headlines on that.
Yes.
Again, phone number 604, excuse me, 822-8648. I'm losing my voice.
And that would be 604 UBC unit, is that right?
That is correct.
Yes. Or you can find it online if yes. you go to CITR.ca.
/donate or /fundrive. Either way, both of them will get into the website and you can pitch in how many dollars again
Wait. Did they get a call out?
No. I will say it again. $30. Yeah. Ranging from $30 to $1,000. Selected varieties of Friends of CITR, Grower, No Bag, Swag, LP, Framed Discorder, Air Shoutout, 10 Choices, Recognition for Donor. And yes, if we have to, we'll throw in Peter Bourne's song album, If I Can Help Someone Today, which we will play the song We Shall Overcome, a live broadcast that was broadcast from the Inclusion BC. I happened to find a YouTube on that, but still, it's still on his album, If I Can Help Someone Today. And of course, the song we will play is We Shall Overcome, especially for blind people.
Yes.
Because we care about everybody with any damaged disability.
Yeah, there's a really interesting disability because of how our world and our universe actually works,
mm-hmm.
that everything's about light.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're blind, of course, you experience light in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was
everything about our society leads us back to being able to use our eyes to experience light, mm-hmm. but they had to experience light in a different way.
Yeah, I was, and again, I'm going to say the difference between here in Canada and Cambodia, because Cambodia is another world country where not many governments contribute money mm-hmm. to the disabilities. And before we left back to Canada, we used up all of our reels. I think it was close to about 1,000 or 2,000, which of course pretty much about $3 or $4 Canadian or US. They do a lot of US dollars there too, but it was more like 4,000 or 5,000 reels that we deposit onto the disabilities for mm-hmm. Cambodia. So there was a box there for contributing to that part. So I contributed to the cause on it as well. And of course, you can too on our pledge drive with CITR, because this radio station, what we do is also for people with disability and mentally challenged shows
yes.
that we do. And I know for a fact that there is a thing called the community living of British Columbia. There is many parts of community living of British Columbia, of Canada, that they represent people with mentally challenged and stuff. So we got to focus on that too. So while we're on the pledge drive, we're going to take a break and we'll come right back with more Let's Talk Autism.
Yeah. Make sure you call 604-822-8648 or 604-UBC-UNIT.
It's the same thing. Call now.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendezvous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendezvous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
And check out 5 p.m. tomorrow on News 101, where I'll be doing a two-minute segment on reporting on the bus pass rally that took place yesterday.
Awesome.
Yes, it'll be awesome. And if you do want to become part of the show, you can Twitter us at C Living Radio. That's our Twitter account, at C Living, all in small words, C Living Radio. And of course, if you want to email us, the email address is communitylivingradio@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes. I was going to say hotmail.com, but
no,
we're not.
No,
on
we're not.
Gmail.com. communitylivingradio@gmail.com. If you have any concerns or questions you want to discuss about, let us know, because we're here for you. We are here for all the cause and the brief sadness, I would may have to say it, but you know, this is our, you know, we don't try and bring the sadness. We also try and bring the happiness to the radio show as well. So yes, give us a call, 604-822-8648, 604 UBC unit. Operators are standing by.
Yay.
Yes. And of course, some of the histories, of course, CITR started in radio clubs back in 1937. I did not know that. I thought it was in the 50s, but it was the 1930s when it first started. Oh. CITR went FM in 1982. Discorder, the magazine, that magazine you see in stands in communities on our show, on our radio broadcast of 101.9 FM, has been born in 1983. And of course, last year when we did our fun drive, we purchased a new website called, and of course our slogan was called Let's Get Digital. And of course, our current fun drive slogan is all about programming, and it's all about our writers and broadcasters. So that's what
we try to produce, quality program.
Mm-hmm.
The programming that represents not just one group, but all mm-hmm. the groups in our community, right?
Yeah, and that includes Peter Bourne. We were talking about a moment ago. He, of course, already did an album called If I Can Help Someone Today. And we here at Community Living Show appreciate Peter Bourne's talent and everything on his culture. And without CITR, we wouldn't have this kind of radio program for people with disabilities. Michael?
Your browsing on the computer? Yeah. Well, it seems to be a lot of people liking the crowdfund that we've actually started. And like I said, we're getting lots of support from people. Mm-hmm. I mean, even that, the Just One More Step film that we're going to be shooting this May, is like it all came about because of work that we did together with this show.
Mm.
So
I don't know if there was another film, but it wasn't our show that supported it. But there was another movie that was, who was in it? I'm losing my mind there for a minute. He's from the civil rights now. Do you know the name?
Civil rights.
He's from civil rights now.
Oh.
I can't remember the name. It'll come to me in a moment. But
it'll hit him all of a sudden.
Yeah, it'll come to me. And he did a movie. Well, they did a movie on on disabilities as well. And I've just totally lost it. I'm so sorry. It'll come to me when I search through the website called civilrightsnow.ca. That's the website for what I do, civilrightsnow.ca. And, of course, I spelled it wrong.
Oops.
All right. Well, in the meantime, if we do that, we're going to play more of Let's Talk Autism on March 2nd, and we'll come right back in 5 minutes to end the show. All right?
All right.
Do you agree with her on that?
This is what the studies have shown. So, you know, we can postulate what that might mean. I don't know. But anyway, so he got some services. Let's talk a little bit about what worked for you. What do you think, so for families watching, that you can say, hey, this was good for us, this really helped him?
Do you want to ask first?
I want to ask you first,
okay,
and then we'll ask
Jeremy.
I
would say that when we did those inclusive play dates, that we would have play dates out in playground in the community, Pirates Park, all of those that I did set up, I had an agency to help me set it up, that IECP, Inclusion, Education, and Community Partnership program. To me, that actually set you apart socially and gave you extra social skills that I really think have helped you when you've had to be meeting and greeting the public in your jewelry business.
And what do you think? Do you remember that? And do you think that helped you, Jeremy?
Yeah, it helped me quite a bit.
What do you think has helped you the most?
My loving parents.
Oh, what a good answer. My loving parents. Did somebody coach you in that, or is that your own answer?
It's my own answer.
That's a good answer too, Jeremy. And I think, you know, as I look at you and the fact that you guys are always out doing things, so there's always an opportunity for Jeremy to socialize. We were at an event that not too long ago, and you guys arrived, and we had been there a little bit longer than you guys had been, but it was because you had just come from another event, and you said, oh, we were just at this, and tomorrow we're going to this. You have a full social calendar. Do you ever get bored just hanging around at home? Is that why you guys are out so much? You like to go? You like to be with the people?
I like being with people sometimes, or I'm just on my iPad.
Oh, okay. So when you have your quiet time at home, you're on the iPad?
Yeah.
Is there anything
else? Stuff.
And what?
Or mainly my iPad.
What do you like to play more than anything else on your iPad?
Clash of Clans.
You know what? I am just playing Clash of Clans now because somebody recommended, because my son likes to play video games, and they said this was a good one that I could play with him. So I am building, we'll have to talk about clans.
Maybe you can join my clan later.
I would love to join your clan later.
What town are you?
I think it's a 7.
That's going to town 08, level 95.
I don't even know what that means, Jeremy. I'm a newbie at Clash of Clans, but we'll talk.
Well, if you're down with something, you're a newbie, you must have really town hall rushed.
I think probably I did.
That's not good. You won't get upset.
I'll show you on my phone. And you can critique my, because I don't know.
I'd probably help you out at your base.
Okay.
But let's go back to Sandra. We can do it after the interview.
All right. We'll talk after the interview. In fact,
we're going to stop it there. If you want to talk more about Let's Talk Autism, click under YouTube website, and they've got Autism Life. Search word Autism Life, and you'll see more of the clips of the autism. But right now, I want to focus on, I do remember who it was, Paul Kahn. Paul Kahn is the activist member of Civil Rights Now. He does anything to do with civilrightsnow.ca. We gradually support anything of what he does.
Yes.
On his
business. It's been a while since we've had him speak on the show. Usually he's done a couple of call-ins with us.
Well, we did a show years back, but I don't know what's happening with him. But here's a little clip of who is Paul Kahn.
Yeah.
This is, I think, obvious from my story and many of the other stories in the Hokus Nana clan. The bottom line is that most people with disabilities do not have any leverage over the forces that supposedly meet their needs. When your civil rights are violated, you don't need a good hug. You need a good lawyer. The organization that I formed with other people is called Civil Rights Now. And our goal is to get laws to give people with disabilities two things. Control the money, the government money, supposedly meeting their needs, to give them the leverage over the people, providing those needs, and a law similar to the Americans with Disability Act. We need these two laws to give people with disabilities control of the money and to get access to the courts. Because Hokus Nana plan.
So that's a little bit of a clip of who Paul Kahn is. And you can go to the website, www.hopeisnotaplan.ca. It's about a 51-minute coverage of the film on Hope Is Not a Plan.
Yeah.
So it's a good documentary. We'll try to play the audio version of it in a future date if you want.
Yep.
So if you want to do that, please give us a call, 604-822-8648. It's the fund drive that is happening right now until March 3rd, today. Till the end of 9:30, the phone calls. Please make your pledge until Thursday. Well, of course, I'll be in later tonight as well, close to before 9:30, before the calls end. So please call. We've got about 20,210. We need to reach 40,000. Can you do that?
I think we can do it.
Can we do it?
I think there will be enough phone calls. We'll make it.
From now until 9:30, can we reach that
Here's
goal?
Here's a challenge, everybody. It's like, yes. Let's see if we can actually double it.
I don't know. That's pushing it.
that's in the business. That's the type of business
that would be
I'm
double, like 80,000.
Yeah, that's thank you for putting a number to it. But that's the kind of business I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like pushing the limits.
Yeah.
Like walking for 40 days to Banff, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing limits.
Pushing it.
Yes.
So if you want to get more information about Paul Kahn and his Civil Rights Now business, go to the website www.civilrightsnow.ca. If you want to see the movie, www.hopeisnotaplan.ca. Hopefully we'll get Paul Kahn back in our show in the studios again as well. I know he's done it with the other show, Soapbox Radio on Co-op Radio, with Hazel and Carmen.
yes.
on their show. I'm hoping we have him on the show on a future date.
Yeah, be pretty good to have him on again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
604-822-8648. I'll be saying it again. And someone else will be saying it again. And because that phone number gives us the pledge to grow our funding money. And in the meantime, we're going to play you Peter Bourne's music while we go out. And this song is called We Shall Overcome. And he did it a live broadcast on the Inclusion BC auditorium. So do check us out. And of course, our website again is, well, I wouldn't say our website, but CITR's website, CITR.ca/donate or CITR.ca/fundrive. Our website, our email, I should say, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. And of course, our Twitter @CLivingRadio. And any final thoughts?
And also next week, we'll have Cheryl Young back on to do her chronic pain and fibromyalgia segment.
Yes. So, that will not be part of the fund drive.
Not be part of the fund drive.
That'll be part of the NCRA radio network.
Yes. So
make sure to tune us in next week because we got a lot of stuff to
and
play.
Pick up your phone and dial 604-822-8648. Yeah.
Because the next show we'll be seeing about
because
that.
Because they're over there sipping water instead of talking on the phone.
Make them ring.
Make them ring.
Yes. So, so we will be back again next week.
All right.
See you again, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For those who have a disability, sexual orientation, gay, lesbian, it's nothing wrong with you. To no fault of your own, it's nothing wrong with you at all. It's a society who looks down on people. It's time to look up. Dr. Martin Luther King, Matthew Shepard, Harvey Milk, and countless others discriminatory. But we need to stop this now. People are so afraid to tell the story because it's so much hatred. But we need to overcome it. This is a song that I sang from my CD, If I Can Help Someone Today. And this is a soundtrack called The Freedom Tour. I sang this song in the demolition of Woodland School, was torn down. And this is a song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. We shall overcome someday. Black and white together. Black and white together. Black and white together.